built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. They said they were going to.
I don't know.
To do what? To flood the boat. They're fixing to put it in the water.
Just unload the boat in the water is all I know.
Okay. What different kinds of boats would there be around here?
Well, let's say you'd have your motorboat, and then you have your fishing boat or motorboat. Usually the motorboat is something that you know, that you ski with and all like that. And then fishing boat usually is just a very, very plain boat with a motor on the back that unhooks and all, you know. And then they have a rowboat, which you use. Well, it's the same shape as your motorboat, except you have paddles. You paddle it.
It's pointed at one end and...
Yeah, kind of in square across on the back. All of those are in that shape.
Did you ever hear of a John boat or a bathtub?
Bathtub?
Uh-huh.
A John boat? I've heard of them, but not around here. That's kind of South Louisiana, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Say if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
Oil.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Any other name for that?
Kerosene. But we called it coal oil.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
We've done it when we were kids. Uh-huh.
What's it called?
Making a lamp?
Uh-huh. Do you hear a special name for that kind of lamp you make?
We just called it a coal oil lamp.
What about a flambeau? Did you ever hear that?
Uh-uh.
And say the child was just learning to dress himself. The mother brings him the clothes and tells him, now here
are your clothes. Put them on.
Okay. And if you had taken a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would say, well, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?
I'm not going to hurt you.
Did you ever say, I ain't
going to hurt you?
Uh-huh. You ever used the word ain't?
Yes.
How would you use it?
Oh, I don't know. I use it. I say ain't sometime now, I'm sure. I really don't know, because if I try not to say ain't, because we were taught, you know, that's improper, no such word, and all like that. Most people around here would say probably I ain't going,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, you know. I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it probably. But the majority of the people in this territory, I think, avoid that word if they can, you know.
If I asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no,
it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't, or it wadn't.
What?
Wadn't.
It wadn't.
Wadn't is a form of wasn't, you see. Uh-huh. It's the same meaning, same thing as wasn't.
Is that something you try to avoid, or do you say that?
Wadn't. No, I don't avoid that too much.
It's like, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
You're having an argument with someone, and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right. You might say, well, I'm right. What? Will you say, I'm right, ain't I, or aren't I, or...
Well, I'm right, aren't I?
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, you take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
To match.
Uh-huh.
As a match.
And you went into a... say she sees a dress she likes a lot. She said the dress is very...
It's very pretty. I like the dress.
Okay. And a child might say, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even...
Prettier.
And something to wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And... You went into a store and maybe they had a new kind of cheese and they wanted you to try it. They'd offer you a free
bite.
Give you
sample.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen. Uh-huh.
And to hold the baby's diaper in place.